Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. We're talking about 10 foods to eat and not eat if you want vibrant health. Our guest on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Everything we talk about today can be found in detail in her books, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle and Kitchen Gardening, available at her website, susansmithjones.com, and the new website, bookstouplift.com. And you can link on to both those by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Working our way through the list of foods to avoid, we're up to number 4. Let's pick it up there.
So margarine. Most margarines are made with trans fat and hydrogenated fat sources, and these are consistently associated with high cancer rates and accelerated aging, so you don't want that. If I had to choose between butter or margarine, I would always choose butter. I choose not to eat either of them unless I'm doing a big cooking class and I have to taste something.
Yes.
But I would never use margarine.
Interesting. Choose butter over margarine if you have to make that choice. You list next sodas and soft drinks. This is something I believe from studies maybe we're, as a nation, cutting back on a little bit.
Yes, yes. And by the way, in terms of butter, I often use ghee, G-H-E-E, that's raw as well.
Okay.
I'm sorry, it's not raw because it's clarified, but it's the dairy fats are taken out and it's better for you. But you want to avoid a lot of fat in your diet. Excuse me. So sodas and soft drinks. There are at least 7 teaspoons of sugar in 1 can of soda, and that's way too much sugar for our bodies to handle efficiently. And both diet sodas and regular sodas are full of chemicals that age you quickly, change the pH of your body, in other words, make your body too acidic, and set you up for all kinds of diseases. And they also, these sodas also dehydrate your body. Anytime you have a soda, and by the way, I've never had a soda.
You're kidding. Never?
Oh, no, I know. When I was young and friends would go have sodas, I maybe tried theirs, and I just didn't like the taste, and then it made me burp. And then I just got in the head, and then I read what was in it, like, liquid candy and chemicals.
Oh, yes.
And then you just, once you don't have it, you're not in the mood for it. But because it's so acidic on the body and dehydrates the body, if you have 1 can of soda, you want to somehow that day make up for the dehydration process by drinking several extra glasses of water.
Interesting. So stay away from the sodas and soft drinks. You've got on the list, white sugar and flour foods.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Now, these are also ubiquitous. So many processed and packaged foods and sweets like cakes, cookies, candies, desserts are fraught with white sugar. And not only does white sugar have no nutritional value, but it also depletes our bodies of valuable nutrients like the B-complex vitamins just to digest and metabolize it. And sugar is correlated highly with hypoglycemia, diabetes, obesity, heart disease, and dental issues, as well as many forms of cancer. And ladies, listen to this. Sugar destroys the elastin and collagen in our skin. That leads to wrinkles and accelerated aging. The average American eats more than 150 pounds of sugar every year. And you can't even include me in that batch since I don't eat the sugar.
Yes.
So white flour foods are the same, like breads, muffins, cookies, cakes, pastas. Like white sugar, the nutritional value has been stripped out of the whole grain to make this lifeless, pernicious white flour. And these foods lead to all kinds of diseases, including obesity. And because white flour is void of nutrients, you constantly feel hungry because your body is not getting the nutrients it needs, which leads to overeating.
Avoid those and artificial sweeteners. Interesting, some people will say, I really don't use regular sweeteners. I use artificial sweeteners.
So those artificial sweeteners like aspartame and saccharin, among other sweeteners, are added to so many foods and sweets and even chewing gum, toothpaste, and mouthwash. So like with the salt, you want to re-educate your taste buds and choose natural sweeteners instead. And by the way, aspartame is linked to over 90 ailments and diseases, and including death.
When you understand what you're eating, and again, read the labels, if you can't pronounce what's on there, you probably want to like put it back and get something else.
Yeah, exactly. And next we have sausages and hot dogs. Again, these are foods that are fraught with saturated fat. We want to get away from that.
Got about a minute left in the program. Going by way too quickly, we're talking about the foods to avoid if you want vibrant health. I'll let you know here in a second where you can get all this information if you're not writing it down. Foods made with artificial colorings and flavorings round out the top 10.
Well, this is a no-brainer, because you want real food, not fake food, like my grandmother taught me when I was a teenager. You want foods from the farm, and you don't want things from the pharmacy. And if things are made with artificial colorings and flavorings, these chemicals wreak havoc on the body and throw our bodies out of balance. So you want to eschew artificial and fake foods and choose real, colorful foods. And I love what Pythagoras said about 2,500 years ago. Choose what is best. Habit will soon render it agreeable and easy. And in the Bible, Rick, in Genesis 1:29, you've heard this one, but
yes.
I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. I love that.
Yes, boy, that sums it up really well, doesn't it? A couple of quotes there from years ago that prove even wiser as we go through the years here. We've been talking on the program today, 10 foods to eat and not eat if you want vibrant health. Our guest has been Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. All of the information today at her website, susansmithjones.com, and in more detail in her books, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle and Kitchen Gardening, all that information at her website. The other website, by the way, is bookstouplift.com. Dr. Susan will be back with us next month. We'll continue our discussion of foods to eat and not eat if you want vibrant health. We'll focus on those that you should eat on the next program. And you'll find all the information once again at her website, susansmithjones.com or bookstouplift.com. Or go to thisweekinamerica.us and link on directly.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.